Today's Country, Froggy 92.9, Rob and Joss in the morning. Froggy's Country Summer coming up Friday and at 4:30 on stage. Go ahead, Joss. You announce him.
My boyfriend, Michael Ray.
Oh, come on.
Because here's the thing. We did this thing last year, March Hotness. We do it like every other March for March Madness.
For basketball.
Yeah, and I don't know if you'll remember, well, we pick out the hottest country stars, and you were the king of March Hotness last year.
I was?
Yes, you were.
That's awesome. There must not have been that much to choose from. I don't know who else y'all put up there, but
little Jimmy Dickens didn't look too good, and neither did Merle Haggard. So,
no, gosh, no, he did not.
So, what's the deal with the Michael? Nobody calls you Mikey or Mike?
No, it's funny. My whole family always called me Ray growing up, and then my buddies called me Michael, and then now I don't even know. I just answer to anything. No, I don't think anybody calls me Mike.
You don't seem like a Mike. Like, some people who are Michaels, and some are Mikes, and
what?
You just don't seem like a Mike.
Skeeter or Cornbread or what?
No, he just doesn't seem like a Mike. And you know what? I always like to ask this, and it's probably like the lamest question ever, and I'm sure the people who taught me how to do interviews.
This is going
to
be one of many, Michael.
Oh, yeah, so just brace yourself. I'm sure the people who taught me to do interviews would be shaking their head right now, but I always like to know when we talk to country stars, where are you at this moment, and what are you doing? Because we get good stuff. Like, the band Perry had just come out of a gym last year when we talked to them.
I'm actually at my house about to take the roof off my Jeep because it's a beautiful day in Nashville. And I just bought a new house, so I got to go get a couch. That's exactly what I'm doing right now.
Excellent.
Cool. You just bought a new house. Tell us about that.
Yeah. I bought a house just outside of Nashville. First time I've ever owned a home. But I'm never here, so it's just kind of like a big, expensive storage unit now. I sleep in once a month, maybe. And there's nobody to call when things break.
That's right. There's no landlord. You're the landlord, man.
I'm the landlord, yeah. No one told me about this.
Today's Country, Froggy 92.9, Rob and Joss. We're talking to Michael Ray. He'll be at Froggy's Country Summer at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds Friday at 4:30. Have you been to Northern California to wine country before?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I love it out there, man. You know, I'm from Florida, so I feel like the West Coast, y'all just have a little bit of everything right there. I love the vibe out there, and I love going out there, and I can't wait to play Country Summer. It's been a while since we played festivals, so this year we're doing a lot of festivals, and this is one that we've been looking forward to, you know, to get, like I said, get back out to California, and we don't get out there near enough.
When you're kicking it in your tour bus and you, like, have your iPod or whatever you listen to your music on, who do you listen to?
So there's always Merle Haggard, and there's always Earl Thomas Conley and John Conley and all the 90s artists, Tracy Lawrence, Reba McEntire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of your tour bus, what will we find in your fridge?
A lot of soda water, because it goes very well with Tito's.
The secret of Michael Ray, soda water and Cheetos, baby.
All right, Michael Ray, well, we will be excited to see you on stage Country Summer.
Friday, the 16th of June at 4:30.
You are sandwiched between William Michael Morgan and Maddie and Tay, and Thomas Rhett is the headliner that night, and you are going to be awesome, so thank you.
I cannot wait. I can't wait to see you guys.